Praise God. I'm Evangelist Greg Montague, and thank you for joining me again as we continue this Acceptable Year of the Lord series from our key passage, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. The last time I was in front of this camera, I was talking about Genesis, the fourth chapter, and the story of Brother Cain and Brother Abel, and how that God accepted the offering of Abel and rejected the offering of Cain. And I want to continue on the theme of acceptance and rejection, because I want to be accepted of God, and I want His blessing on my life. And the kind of one of the arching concepts of this podcast is to help you live your best life. And so how do we do that? How do we live our best life? How do we engage in a lifestyle that we are continually doing well, doing good, doing something that is acceptable to God on a daily basis? Well, the Bible teaches us in Romans 2 and 6, and it says that God is going to render unto every man according to his deeds. Who will render unto every man according to his deeds? The rendering of your life will be the data of your deeds. The summarization of your actions on earth. When God renders your life to you, it is going to be a summarization of your activities on this earth. Your life story in living color. The day is coming. You're going to have to stand before Him, and He's going to render to you according to your deeds. Have you ever been to a funeral and the preacher was up eulogizing the individual that was deceased? And as you sat there listening to the eulogy, you were thinking to yourself, is this the same person that I knew? Because the preacher was ingratiating and he was not really telling the truth in an entirety about this person's life. It's hard to tell a family that your loved one was a horrible person, that they lived a life that didn't amount to much of anything, that they wasted a bunch of time and didn't do anything for anyone else. And now that they had to meet their maker, it's not a whole lot of positive things to say about them. And so preachers engage in these eulogies where they try to flower it up and make that person sound better than they really were in their actual life. But let me tell you something, God's not going to do that. God is not going to flower it up for you when you face Him. He's going to tell you exactly what you did, how you did it, and He's going to reward you accordingly. My father told me a story once. He said, son, there's a story of a slave and his master. And the story goes that the master died one day, and his family was sitting around a table talking about the master. And one of the family members said, oh, I know that he's in heaven now. Praise God. And the slave looked at the family member and said, I don't know if Master went to heaven or not. Because every time Master was going somewhere, he would always talk about it. And I never heard him talking about heaven. You see, you can't fix it once you're gone. It is what it is. And I know folks would like to think that all your love members, they're in a good resting place. And it's not for me to decide that. It's not for me to determine that. But I'm here to tell you that God is going to reward you according to how you live your life. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, this passage, Romans 2 and 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. This is the equitable universal law of reciprocity. I'm not trying to get deep, but that's what it is. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Newton didn't come up with that. That's God's law. Push, pull, give, take, up, down, right, wrong, in, out, light, darkness, good, bad. Praise God. The equitable universal law of reciprocity. I planted some seeds in my backyard to try to get the grass to grow. I did it in the fall time, and now it's spring here in Washington, and I'm starting to see the product of my labor, praise God. But when I went out in the backyard, I didn't see pumpkins growing because I didn't plant pumpkin seeds. I planted grass seeds. We reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. Yes, my friend, we reap what we have sown. And this is why the Bible teaches in Romans 2 and 7, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. You see, we reap what we have sown. And we want to reap glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. The Bible speaks to us in Galatians 6 and 7 and teaches, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And verse 9 teaches, let us not be weary in well-doing. Well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10 teaches, therefore as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. Listen, God can only render back to you what you have sown to him. If you want peace in your life, stop being a hellraiser. Be a peacemaker. If you want happiness in your life, then go out and make somebody else happy. If you want to taste God's presence in your life, then feed yourself the bread of life.